Yud Gimel Sivan, Sunday the 3rd of June, Rabbi Hoshua Hartman. Mitzvahs are the Jewish identity.
Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. It's nice to be in this beautiful new Beis Medrash. It's Mamash Meir Panim. Rabbi, in this week's parsha, it says, in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael the Pesach B'moyadoi. The Am Yisrael did the Korban Pesach. And it says Rashi, when do you usually do? I mean, you do Korban Pesach on Chodesh Nisan. Points out Rashi, Parsha Sheberoisha Sefer, Lo Nevra Adir. Perek Alpha Bamidbar is speaking about Chodesh Yir, which is a later date. Lamadata Shain Seder Mugdam Mukh Batar, that the Torah is not written according to the chronological order. Rather, you could, even though Perek Aleph speaks about the second month, Perek Tet speaks about the first month. Then Rashi goes on saying, "V'lama lo patach b'zo," meaning you see from Rashi at your side that even though ain mugdo mucha b'tara, but you have to have a reason why you're changing the order. It gives you the permission. You have the license to change the order, but why are you doing it? "V'lama lo patach b'zo." How come the Torah, the Sefer Bamidbar, doesn't start with this parsha? It's a derogatory statement about Am Yisrael. The 40 years that the Jewish people were in the desert, they only offered this Pesach, and therefore it's a derogatory statement, and it's not so comfortable to start a Chumash with something derogatory. Therefore, it was pushed off to Perek Tet. That's what Rashi points out. Tosfos in Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, which is the source of Rashi's Gemara there, he asks, why is it a Kenai? They didn't offer a Korban Pesach the other 39 years? Yeah, they didn't have to. Because they were Pater. Whatever the reason is, we learned from Sukkim, or there was Ruach Tzfainis, they couldn't do a Brismila, but Lamaisa, they were dismissed from the mitzvah. See, if they're dismissed from the mitzvah, why is it a Kenai that they didn't keep it? They're potter. That's what Tosfos asks. Answers Tosfos, Veshamal Dahainu Ginusam. The Gnai is Shenishtau Likonis La'aretz Ad Memshana. Meaning it's true that as long as they're in the desert, they're potter from Korban Pesach. But why were they stuck in the desert for such a long time? For 40 years. You know, look at the map. It's not such a great desert. It's not so big. Ela mipnei avanim haraglim. Ulefikach lo nitzdavu. V'im ayu zochim likanes la'aretz miyad, ayu mitzvah miyad. Meaning, indirectly, this fact that they didn't offer the Korban Pesach for those 40 years is alluding to chetam haraglim. And chetam haraglim is something definitely embarrassing for Am Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with the fact that we didn't bring the Korban Pesach, but why did it take you so long to enter Eretz Yisrael? And you had the tour of Korban Pesach for 39 years. Teretz, because Chetam Raglim, that whole door has to die out before the age of 60. That is the Gnai. That's what Tosfos answers. I think Tosfos' answer is very short to understand. I'll tell you why. Because then it comes up, so it's not alluding to anything directly. It's indirectly. Indirectly, you could start a Chumash with indirectly referring to Chetam Raglim. We have one that did it. Chumash Brahm. Chumash Brahm also starts with a list of the first pasuk, Mamash the first pasuk, and it's not explicitly explaining what the Techach is talking about, but there is a hint here and there, Techetim Haraglim, Michatzeros, Vidizav, whatever, and that is called referring to Chetim Haraglim, and that's okay. As long as you don't spell it out, you know, you go like you're British about it, you go around, you know, but you don't say Dugri, it's okay. So here, at the end of the day, it's only a remnant of Chetam Raglim. It's why? Well, they didn't do the Korban Pesach for such a long time. Why not? Because they were stuck in the desert. Why were they stuck in the desert? Because Chetam Raglim. Ah, it's referring to Chetam Raglim. That's indirect. If it's indirect, you could start a Chumash with an indirect reference to Chetam Raglim. Baraya, step advanced stuff like that. So that's question number one, Luchor, that you could ask on Tosfos Teretz. Question number two that you could ask on Tosfos Teretz is, well, this Korban Pesach that they brought is okay. It's the 39 that they didn't bring, which is not okay. So what's the problem mentioning this one? Elamai will say, no, you know how come we know they didn't do it another 39 times? Since they brought it this time, you know, you come with a yeshiva shatam, that means that the other times, they didn't bring it. That's not how you know it. We know because it says in Mefarsh, V'chita v'ol l'zaretz. V'chita v'ol l'zaretz. That Korban Pesach is only when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So this Korban Pesach is fine. The other 39 is the problem. So why can't you mention this one? It's like in Israel, it's very matsui that you're waiting for a bus, and the bus, let's say every 10 minutes has to come. So 8 o'clock is a bus, 8:10 is a bus, 8:20. You come there 8:10, there's no bus. 8:20, the driver comes and everybody screams at the driver, "Hey, where were you?" So he says, "I'm okay. I'm supposed to come at 8:20, I came at 8:20. It's my friend who didn't show up. What are you screaming at me?" Nachon? Who are they here? The Korban Pesach that they offered is fine. What's the problem with the other 39? So why can't you mention this one? It has to be pushed off to Perek Tet. Why? So these are two kashas that you could ask on Tosfos' approach. That the Chor, if that's the Gnai, you could start the Chumash with it. The Maral says a Muritiki Yisard. He answers a totally different answer on this question. Which again, the question is, what's the Gnai? Anyway, they're Potter. So why is it called something derogatory that you have to be embarrassed about? So again, Tosfos answered, it's referring indirectly to Chet HaMeraglim, and with that we have two issues with it. What is the Gerari answer? The Gerari is the first sefer the Maral wrote, right? Published in 1578. Psh, look what he says. Ulefidati, says the Maral. I don't have to answer Tosfos Teretz. Sha'af im hu potur mina mitzvah. Even if you are dismissed from the mitzvah. Machmas oines, something beyond your control. Oh, you're dismissed. It's still a gnai. The sof sof lo asu a mitzvah kama shanim sheyu ba midbar. Shekol mishu potu min a mitzvah machmas oines, gnai ulo shelo asa a mitzvah. The lo amrin an oines rachman apate, rak lignan a oines. Aber mikol mokom gnai u shelo asa a mitzvah. Vaya lo zuchus, vekan lo aya lam zuchus, ato mitzvah. So says the Maral, a big yisoid, and that's a big yisoid in many ways. That's true, you're potter, but you missed it. You blew it. You could have had a mitzvah, and you could have had another schus under your belt, and you don't have it. Just imagine, you know, one day at your office, you work in some kind of investment office, and there was one day that you couldn't come to the office because you were sick, and you had a headache, and you had fever, and you were laying down in bed. Not your fault. That day, everybody was in the office and invested some money and made £1 million. You did. Because you were sick. What do you feel? The next day you come and you find out, oh, the day that you missed, everybody made £1 million. What do you say? Oh, I blew it. Someone's going to tell you, it's not your fault. You were sick. You had fever. You were laying down in bed. Yeah, but I blew it. I could have had another £1 million in the bank. And I don't have it now. No, but it's not your fault. No, that's nothing to do with fault. We attribute gnai to fault, guilt. No, you had an opportunity to have something, and you blew it. You missed it. You missed an opportunity. A lot of times when I do a Feher and Gemara, what do you say about this thing? I was sick that week. And he's smiling from ear to ear. Mama's from ear to ear. I'm sorry, I don't know, but it's not my fault. I was sick. Okay, fine, you were sick. What are you so proud about? What are you so happy about? You missed a few tests in. You missed the Rabbi Kibager. You missed the Shagazari. You missed the Vilnagoyen. You blew it. Yeah, but I was sick. Fine. Fine that you were sick, but Lamaisa, it's a gnai that there was an opportunity that did not materialize. That is called a gnai. That's what the Maral says here. And then and the Maral goes on saying the same idea. He said also at the end of Pashas Noach that it says by Avram Avinu that it says that Terach died before. There shouldn't be a gnai. It shouldn't appear as a gnai to Avram Avinu that he did not respect his father. So therefore, the Torah reports to us Terach's death, even though it really happened way later. Again, asks the Maral. Why is it a gnai? Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, "You are dismissed from Kibud Av." Meferish lechani poyta mekibud Av. So why is it a gnai? Hakodesh Baruch Hu himself told Avram Avinu, "You're putter." So why is it a gnai that he didn't respect Terach? Says the Maral, the same Yisoid. The same Yisoid he says there as well. It's true, it's you're putter, but the Maaseh didn't do it. Even though Hakodesh Baruch Hu himself, b'chvoido ba'atzmo, came and told you this Yisoid. Now the Maral says, according to that, are you going to say it's a gnai for the Jewish people in the desert that they didn't do Trumas and Maestras? Was it a gnai for the Jewish people that they didn't do Shemitah and Yodlim? Are you going to say that as well? Is that also a gnai? Says the Maral, no. Why not? So he goes on saying, V'loi dami l'truma v'chol ha-mitzvus ha-tluyas v'aretz, de'lo chala mitzvah alim l'gamay. The mitzvah didn't take place yet. Ad shebao l'aretz. Aval pesach she'asu kvar v'shon ha-shniyah. So here the Maral says a swear which needs a little beer. He says other mitzvahs which didn't kick in yet, it didn't even start yet, that's not called a gnai. So it didn't commence. That's again an English word that I picked up here in England. In America, no, if you go to America, don't say commence. No one knows what it means. It's a push-up. No one knows what it means. Right? Oh, but over here, I mean, it didn't start yet. Masha'enken Pesach, it did start now. This show, I'm showing it started. And then you stop, oh, that's the G'nai. That's what the moral says, which needs to be, we'll explain in a minute. So the two questions that we asked them Tosfos are not shver, according to the moral. What was the question that we asked? If it's only indirectly referring to Chatan Meraglim, nu nishke felach? Indirect is okay? Yeah, according to the moral, it's not because it's referring to Chatan Meraglim. According to the moral, this is the fact that they didn't do a Korban Pesach is the G'nai. Forget about Chatan Meraglim. Hi, what about the other question with the buses of the 810 and 820? Namely, this is okay. The other times they didn't do it, that's the problem. The only reason that the other times it's problematic is because of this one. If they wouldn't have done this Korban Pesach, then Korban Pesach would have been like Trumas and Maisvus. It didn't start yet. What gave birth to the G'nai? This Korban. The fact that it started and then it stopped, it was terminated, that's a G'nai. But a mitzvah which didn't start at all, that's not called yet a G'nai. That's what the moral says here. Okay, now let's go on. What does it mean that it's a G'nai? What's the difference of Maisvus between Korban Pesach and Trumas and Maisvus? Trumas and Maisvus didn't start yet. So it's not a G'nai. Pesach started and you stopped, that is a G'nai. What does that mean? L'maisa, in both cases, you're going to make £1 million. But here it started, here it didn't start. What does the moral mean over here? So later on in this week's parsha, it says also, Va'etnes ha-levim netunim la'anu levonu mitoch b'nei Yisrael, avodes avodes b'nei Yisrael, bo'el mo'edu l'chapar b'nei Yisrael, b'lo yim b'nei Yisrael, negev, b'geshet b'nei Yisrael, ha-kodesh. The name b'nei Yisrael is mentioned 5 times in one pasuk. Says Rashi, Hey pa'amim ne'mar b'nei Yisrael b'mikra, l'hodiyah chibosan, shenichbulu haskehosein b'mikra echad, k'minyan chamisha chumshei Torah. This pasuk is coming to say that Am Yisrael is choshev like chamisha chumshei Torah. Asks the moral again on the spot, why dafka in this pasuk? Every pasuk in Chumash write the name of Am Yisrael 5 times. Why dafka here? But over here we're speaking about giving a warning to the Levim, right? And the Levim are Shem Hashem HaKadosh, and they should make sure that not one Jew should die, because one Jew is worth chamisha chumshei Torah. That's what the moral explains over here. And then he makes a tzushtel. The tzushtels of the moral, that's really what he's known for. These parallels. Tzushtel means parallels, right? That's the word. It's unbelievable. The associations. He makes a source from one to another. That's his goyness. He says, I want to show you, I'll make you a tzushtel. It says in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, ha'oymed al yitzias nefesh, if someone's in a room and another yid dies, not a relative necessarily. Not a relative. Right? Chayav likoya. Umefarish ha'matam de'adam shemes kesefer teresh nisraf. The Gemara says, then why do you have to make a kriya? It's like witnessing the burning of a Sefer Torah. Why if a person dies, it's like the burning of a Sefer Torah? I'm going to say, Leibodik. Wait, start the way the Torah way. Okay? Leibodik, not start the way the Shlofi way. Okay, now, so Rabbi say, so what? Why? So Rashi on the spot says, because every Jew did mitzvah, he's one of mitzvahs kelimen. That's what Rashi says. Rashi and the Rif says a different job. Interesting. Which the Maral always quotes. I remember it took me a while. He says Rashi and I couldn't find the Rashi, but it's Rashi and the Rif. Not because the mitzvahs they did till now. No. The mitzvahs they could have done and didn't happen. That's what the Maral says. I mean, nafkemini between the two explanations of Rashi will be if Nebuchadnezzar a baby died. A baby a day old. You can't say he did mitzvahs. Do you still have to do kriya? Kisef at Rashi Nisraf? Hashem Yirachim if that happens. According to the Ezra of Rashi and the Gemara, no. Why? Because he did so many mitzvahs till now. Nebuchadnezzar, baby, a day old, didn't do mitzvahs till now. But if you say it's not because the past, but rather it's the future which did not materialize on a baby, how much more so? Kavah Chomer. Then the moral says something. The following. You know what he says in Derech Chaim? The moral, what was the topic that hurt the moral the most in all his farm? The imam screams about it wherever he reaches it. Is the Derech Halimud. He was very unhappy with the Derech Halimud of his door, which, by the way, is very similar to our Derech Halimud. Which means they kvetch, they cover 4 daf here, 10 daf there. They don't know. They don't chazer. And when they're under the chuppah, they should have known already a few mesechtes. They don't know. They know halba svaradah, half a svarah there. Then when they get married to Bas Meizav, just to get married to a daughter of a gvil, mamash b'diyuk, the heart together. That's what he says over there. He speaks about it and wherever he could. That it should be when you learn a Tosfos. Tosfos quotes a Gemara. That's the first time you know this Gemara from Tosfos. If you want to learn the Tosfos, you want to know the Gemara. And that's not what it should be. You got to know for Shas. He screams about it. There's a few Chadorim in Yerushalayim that go according to the Derech of the Maral. Zilberman, right? That they wanted, you know, the Mishnah, he says it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that no one argues on. Ben Chamesh, Ben Esser. How come we're not following this Mishnah? He has a very stark attitude. The Vilna Gaon says the same. But then says the Maral over there, when he's speaking about Derech HaLimud, that what are the damages caused by the Derech HaLimud of his Bnei Dor, look what he says there. V'reiti banim, meaning I've seen students, asher libam kipischo shel ulam, sheruim lekabel kol haTorah. I saw Talmidim that could have known kol haTorah kula. You know, if the Maral says that someone could have known kol haTorah kula, you know, it takes one to know one. And that's what he says. V'achrisam, but you know what happened to them at the end? Nevadu v'yu kula kishar maratz. They ended up being cute amaratzim. They could, I saw them when they were teenagers, and I knew they could have known Shas. I met them 30 years later. Sweet amaratzim. Chei Hashem Tzvokas, says the Maral. I'm willing to make a shvur derais on it. Im ein ra'ui likor al ze, kal sefer Torah shel Nisraf. If you're making a kriya on a sefer Torah, it's not, a person who dies, not because what this past, but because of potential that didn't materialize, why does he have to die for it? If you see someone walking in the streets who's 50 years old today, and you remember him in yeshiva that everybody said on him, Erez the next Rebbe Yoshiv. He'll be the next Rebbe Chaim Kanevsky. And you see him when he's 50 years old, and you're like, I'm a sweet guy. Not more. You should do Kriya. Says the Maral. You should do Kriya. Why? There's a potential which didn't materialize. Here we have a boy here called Benji, who definitely will know Shas. And Yetz Hashem, without a doubt. And Yetz Hashem is going to do it. But if there's someone else who could have known Shas, and at the end didn't, mach the Kriya. Can you imagine? If you see someone alive walking around, he'll do a Kriya? Kesefer Torah Shenisraf. It's a burning Sefer Torah. He could have known so much more. Look what he knows. He knows 10% what he should have known. What a terrible thing. That's what the Maral says. Chei Hashem Tzvokas, im ein ra'ui likrol, ze kumar sefer Torah shel Nisraf. And then he brings the Gemara again, he quotes that Rashi. So let's try to go a little bit into it. A potential which doesn't materialize is a sefer Torah shel Nisraf. It's a sefer Torah that wasn't written, no? If you know seifim, I know a few seifim in Yerushalayim, they buy klaf. How do you say klaf in English?
Parchments.
They have in their storage parchments. A lot. You know, if it was cheap, they bought it. And if Chazal Shalom, there's a fire, it burned the parchments. Okay. That's the chuvah, should be, no? Someone who could have known Shas and didn't, it's a Sefer Torah, which wasn't written. It could have been written, and it wasn't. But we say, no. It's Kesefer Torah Shenisraf. Not Klaf Shenisraf. What does this mean? Why is it called the Sefer Torah Shenisraf? So basically here, it's Kedai to this. He said the Maral says over and over again, we all know Godol Mitzuva Voise, Mimisha Eino Mitzuva Voise. There's many reasons, etc. Taisa says because he's doing a Mitzvah, he has a Yetzirah. You know what the Maral says? You know how Misha Mitzuva Voise, Kodesh Boch, Chafetz Menor says a Mitzvah. If you're commanded, Emet Hashem, what says, I want you to do this Mitzvah. Dimion say, Goy Shoyes a Mitzvah. Ein Safek Sheino Chashuv Kokach, Kumo Shehu in Yisrael. כי המצווה לישראל שייך סיוע ישראל, שהרי מצווים עליו, כי הם מוכנים יותר למצווה. אבל מי שאינו מצווה עושה, מפני שאינו מצווה עושה, אינו מוכן כל כך למצווה. מה עושה a concept? There's a concept called מוכן למצווה. If a couple sits in a sukkah, מה עושה בכל, every year, the husband's called מצווה עושה, and the wife's called אינו מצווה עושה. They'll both get שכר, but the husband will get more. Why would the husband get more? He's muchan to the mitzvah. The Eibushter asked him to do it. So he's doing it. It's more. His wife wasn't asked to sit in the mitzvah, in the sukkah, because it's a mitzvah, it's a shazman grama. So if she sits in the sukkah, it's very nice, but it's not the same. Why? He is muchan to the mitzvah. And his wife is not so muchan to the mitzvah by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not ask her to do it. What does that mean? What does that mean? Muchan lemitzvah. So we all know the Mishnah at the end of Makkos that says, "Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakus Yisrael lefikach irbal im Torah mitzvos." Shenemar Hashem chofetz aman tzidko yagdil Torah veyadil yizkalo. I thought yizkalo is part of the Mishnah because I never heard this Mishnah without yizkalo. I looked at the Mishnah Makkos. I said, "That's the yizkalo there." It was a chiddush for me. I thought yizkalo. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Rotzah Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakus Yisrael lefikach irbal im Torah mitzvos. What? He wants to give us a schus, so he gave us so many mitzvahs. If he wants to be nice to us, give us a little mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs, you make it to Elam Haba. That would be nice. I want to be very nice to you. 613 mitzvahs. Like a teacher comes to the classroom, you know, usually there's homework for half an hour. Today I'm going to be super nice. Homework for 5 hours. Doesn't make sense. What do you mean? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos asks this question. The Maral answers the following. The Maral has his own teretz. He says, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, that means he gave us the capacity to handle so many mitzvahs, and therefore we are born already with a certain spiritual madrega that otherwise we wouldn't have had. And then he gives again an example. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, again, Koten Shemes, a baby who dies, is Ben Olam Haba. That's what Gemara says. Why is he Ben Olam Haba? He didn't do any averus. True, but he didn't do any mitzvahs. So why does he make it Olam Haba? On what basis? On what basis does he make it Olam Haba? Of course, emotionally we would want him to make it Olam Haba. But why? Why? Says the Maral, every yid is born with an unbelievable neshama. You know why? Because he's born with a neshama that can handle 613 mitzvahs. A goy that has to handle only 7 mitzvahs is born with one kind of neshama. Meaning, it's a more sophisticated kind of software. You need a better computer to handle it. If it's a pashtun software, you don't need such a good computer. If it's a very sophisticated one, you need a very good computer. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael so many mitzvahs, mimele, there has to be that we have the capacity to do it. And that is a madriga ruchnis. And therefore, even a baby a day old is a ben olam haba. He's born with this unbelievable neshama that can handle 613 mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah says the Maral. He wanted to give them this spiritual madriga. He gave them many, many mitzvahs to do. So that means they're born with the ability to do all these mitzvahs. Achana la mitzvahs means it's in you already. You got the potential. It's all there. Meaning, what do you see from that, Maral? How do we understand Olam Haba? Olam Haba, the simple understanding is, if you're a good boy, and you get a few V's, you get Olam Haba. You know, like in the kindergarten, you get a few V's, 10 V's, you get Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a price given for the effort and toiling that was done while you were in Olam Hazeh. That's how we understand Olam Haba. If that's the understanding, there's no way we can understand how a baby a day old will make it to Olam Haba. There's no effort, no toiling, no struggle, nothing. And he still gets it to Olam Haba. So how could that be? Rather, Rabbi said, the pshat is, Olam Haba is not a prize on your efforts. Olam Haba is a shirach. You go where you belong. A spiritual individual goes to a spiritual world. Not such a spiritual individual goes to not such a spiritual world. The shiduchim are done there. You go to where you belong. And if a person has a spiritual dimension, which is his essence, he'll go to a world, which is spirituality. You go where it's compatible to you. That's really what Olam Haba means. True, after you do Torah and mitzvahs in this world, hopefully you'll reach a madrega that you are now deserving to be in Olam Haba. But it comes out, Olam Haba is not given on the deed per se, but Olam Haba is given on the uftun of the mitzvah. How can you say uftun in English? The achievement of the mitzvah. Meaning, Rabbi Yisai, Olam Haba is not given on the deed. I did it. No. Olam Haba is given on what happened after you did it. Nu, like they say, nu, what's the tachlis? You did mitzvahs. You put on film every day. Beh. Nu. So you became something different as a result of that? On that, Olam Haba is given. Olam Haba is given on the finished product. Not on the deed. It's a Mefresh Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. It says, Sholchu Misam. They sent, Gemara Sanhedrin, Apechesam Udbeis. They sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Ezu ben Olam Haba. Who's a ben Olam Haba? Mande Shaif, Nafik Shaif, Ail. Someone who's humble. Lo Mazik Tibusa, the Nafshe, because Boreisa Tadira. I got a simple answer. You know who's ben Olam Haba? Someone who does a lot of mitzvahs and does no averus. Isn't that a good answer? Olam Haba, someone who does mitzvahs and does no averus. Olam Haba means Ruba Suyas. No, the Gemara doesn't answer that. Shalchu Misam, they send a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Ezu ben Olam Haba, someone who's an anav, someone who doesn't make noise when he comes in, when he comes out. The Gemara is asking, and then the Gemara goes on saying, Nosnu Einem Be'ula Ba'aba. they all gave a look at Ula Bar Abba. Who's Ula Bar Abba? I today with the computers, there's no problem. I punch him. How many times is Ula Bar Abba mentioned in Chaz? Twice. He's not a known figure. Nasno a name, but Ula Bar Abba. If they would say Nasno a name, but Abaye, no, Rava, Echel. Nasnu a name, they all gave a look at Ula Bar Abba. He is the one. He's not such a known character, Ula Bar Abba. So what's the Gemara meaning? Tali Tanya, but no Tanya. The Gemara means to say, Shoch Misam Esu Ben Al Abba. How does he look, the finished product? He has a different nose, different ears. Well, how does he look? Of course you do mitzvahs and so on, but what's the impact at the end? How does the finished product look like? Says the Gemara, there's a way to see it. Shafir v'ayir, shafir v'nafik, lo mazik tivusa enafshe, begoris boraisa tadira, and batanu shvalberach, he looks different. Erzeit anvish. He looks a little bit different. And the Gemara wants to bring out, yeah, they looked at Ula Bar Abba, they saw it on him. Who's Ula Bar Abba? I don't know. He's mentioned only twice in Shas. But the idea is that there's an impact of mitzvahs, and the Olam Haba goes on the impact. Rabbi said, there's an opposite Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that Rava told his Talmidim, make sure that you learn Torah with Yiras Shemaim, because if you don't, you'll get a double Gehenna. That's what Gemara says. In Olam Haba, you didn't have a chance to enjoy it because you were learning Torah, and you're not going to get Olam Haba because you didn't do it with Yiras Shemaim. So look at the two extremes. A baby who dies and he's a day old, he's Ben Olam Haba. Someone could be learning Shas, Kol Yom Echayav, and he's not a Ben Olam Haba. He's not a Ben Olam Haba. That's what Gemara says. Why? Because Olam Haba is not given on the deed, but on the tritzah, on the impact. No. What came out of your learning? How are you behaving? How's your hanaga? How do you treat your wife? How do you treat your children? No. That's the Olam Haba. Olam Haba is given on what's in there, if it came out. A potential that materialized, that's Olam Haba. But if someone learns and it doesn't make him a Ben Aliyah, he doesn't get Olam Haba for it. That's what you see from that Gemara. So voice is like some up. Since Olam Haba is given on what's in there and bring it out, so here comes the point. When you shtag and you do Torah and mitzvahs and you reach a higher madrega, you're not reaching a new area that you didn't have in you before. On the contrary, you're just discovering now what's in you the whole time. Every year is born with a gewaldic potential. Like the Maharal says, to handle 630 mitzvahs. Everyone has a neshama which is kodesh kodoshim. And when he reaches new madrigas, it's not he's touching something new that he never had in him before. It was in there the whole time. It just wasn't brought out. And now you bring it out. And you bring it out, nocha madriga, and nocha madriga. That's really what it is. That's a comment, kesefer Torah shenisraf. Not klaf shalom nichtav. Klaf shalom nichtav never had anything on it. That's called klaf shalom nichtav. But over here, the idea is, it's there. It's all in you already. You just got to bring it up. I always said, it's a much better, much, much deeper concept. And also, that is the gnai. The gnai is, it's in you. You already, it's right under your nose. Why don't you bring it out? It's a p'china v'zorea v'ino koitzer. It's all there. That is in a mitzvah that you have the potential, and it's not brought out. It's called the chisam. Trumas and Maestris, says the Maharal, since it wasn't given to us yet, that means we didn't have the potential yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the potential for the mitzvahs that we have to handle. Since the mitzvah didn't kick in yet, which means the mitzvah didn't start, so that potential HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us. A potential that you don't have, which doesn't materialize, Mishkefelech. That's not so terrible. But once the mitzvah was given, that means the potential is there. And then they failed to bring it out. That's Kesefer Torah Shenisraf. That's what the Maharal says. That's as you said over here. So I think it's a bit chizik to know. I can tell you from my experience in England. Well, you know what I see? There's such unbelievable potential. You see young guys that start getting into learning and they bring a half level fuller. It's there the whole time. They have Yiddish in the Shamas? Yeah. They have, it's in there. They just got to bring it out. We have to just enable them that they can bring out. That's the avoid that we have. Not to discover new heights, but just to discover new depths. New oimek, which anyway your neshama has. And therefore, the Pesach that Am Yisrael did not bring for the next 39 years is the gnai that they had already a potential because they did the mitzvah once and they didn't follow through the next 39 years. Hi, they're putter. They didn't have to. It's Ruach Tzvainis, Bris Mila, Lemaisa, there's a potential which never came out. And that's equated to Sefer Torah Shenisof. The Vilna Gaon, I just want to conclude, says that when a person dies, Techev Kodem Misasai, Ba'im Gimel Malachim, there's three angels that approach him. Echad, one, Choshev Kol HaRegoyim Shavoylam. How many hours did this individual live? And what did he do with it? Hasheni, what kind of various did he do in that time? Wow. They count every second. Vashnishi, Hamalach Shilimet Torah Bebetem Imoy. Vashav Ba'alirot, Imem Shleimim Itoy. The Malach which taught us in our mother's womb, he's the Malach waiting for us after 120. And he'll tell us, No. I taught you everything. What do you have from it? That's what the Goyim says. In Mishlei Perikva Paskam Gil. What does that mean? That whatever we're going to accomplish later on in life, we already have the potential from day one. And the Malach, who gave us that potential, will come and ask us, can I speak to you? Am I brachas Erevin Shabbos? Can I? That's what it is. Rabbi said we should all be zoichem Yetz Hashem to bring out that potential. I could just tell you that I mentioned it yesterday, Reb Chaim Kreisitzel, who was the Rav of Antwerp, who knew Shas verbatim, whoever knew him, he knew him verbatim. He went through an operation when he was 2 years before he died in Antwerp. And I know someone was in the room with him, Dr. Moshe Kaplan. I can mention his name, who lives in Yerushalayim. And they gave him a general anesthesia at the age of 80, which is not that pashut. And when he woke up, you know what was the thing he was afraid the most? Maybe I freak out my Torah. And he started chazarim shas, brachas, shas, eruvin, psachim, word for word, till he reached Maseches Beitza. And he said, I see, I know it. Baruch Hashem, I see, I know it. So the Malach that taught Reb Chaim Kreisler in his mother's womb will probably be very happy with what Reb Chaim Kreisler will come up with. But if the Malach comes, and then a Pa'id comes up, can you tell me something? No. Why? I slept through the Torah way. I'm sorry, I don't know anything. The mom said, but I gave it to you. I'm the one that gave it to you. I know, I was there. I injected it to you, this in potential. Where is it? Makarayim is it? That's a Sefer Torah, Shenisraf. For the Shmuchim Yetz Hashem, we shall all be Zoiche, to be Moitzi, our potential, and Minakoyach, and Apoyal, and Yetz Hashem, to be Bnei Aliyah, and Bnei Olam Haba. Thank you.